This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We are now in to hour number two on this historic global broadcast. Every day we stay on air, the defiance of the tyrants is historic. Remember that. The propaganda would not be necessary if the situation was hopeless. Share the article, share the videos, share the links from InfoWars.com, like the future depends on it, because it does. All right, Mike Hammer, Rob Zander, Mike, Aaron, Kathy, and others, your calls are coming up now. Let's go to Mike in the United Kingdom in jolly old England. Thanks for calling. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for calling or for taking my call. Just want to give a word of encouragement and maybe a little insight. The leadership of the country, they take us into wars, whether it's a civil war, national wars, global wars, and they can't let Kanye off the plantation. If you remember what Lyndon Johnson, his whole thing was to subjugate the black family who had a higher level, more morality, stronger families back in the 50s and 60s, early 60s. You know, so they're designed divide and conquer. But because it is led by the leaders, you know, they always take us to war. You know, the people don't go to war. It's the leadership takes us, it puts the people in war. And the Bible says in 1 Timothy 2, it says, therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications and prayers and intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and reverence. And I just got the feeling that maybe the church is kind of, we're not praying enough, especially corporately. And, you know, it says first and foremost that we pray for the leadership. And when have you been in a church or someplace and we're all going to pray, and the first thing they do is pray for our leadership? And I think that it just a word of encouragement. I think it would be lovely if you could open every show with prayer.
I hear you, man. I appreciate your call. I do talk about God. I love God. And I do hope people pray for our leadership and pray for a global awakening. I really, really do. And I appreciate your call. I am specifically opening the phones up about censorship and Kanye West. Most of the time we have free-for-alls. You call about anything you want. But I'm asking you to call in because I want your view on a specific topic. And that's what I'm trying to have a debate about here. That's the discussion I'm trying to have. Thank you, Mike, for the call. All right, I'm going to wait to go back to calls till I come back from break, okay? And I'm going to move through these callers quickly. Hell, maybe we shouldn't even give people's names. Maybe I should get the phone board in here, and I'll just go to them like I used to. Bam, you're on the air. Bam, you're on the air. Bam, you're on the air. Because that's the way to really roll through calls. And we're going to roll through them tonight. We're going to come back from break, and we're going to go bam, bam, bam. In fact, I'll take every call on the board during the next segment, okay? That's what we're going to do tonight, okay? That's what we're going to do tonight. Unbelievable what this country and world's turned into. We're in so much danger right now. The planet is in such a crisis. And I'm just really concerned because we've been brought up all watching TV, and the average person's unconscious and just can't even get out of their unconscious cocoon. And the caller's right. We have to reach out to God. That's really the answer here. That's really what's got to be done. And if we don't do that, then we don't have any future at all. We've got, after your calls, Xi Jinping being made dictator for life in China. Eat the bugs. Netherlands school offers mealworms and insects to children. Sustainable meat substitutes. See if you'll debase yourself for their new world where they fly around and live in mansions and, just engage in all this fraud. It's all coming up after the break, ladies and gentlemen. InfoWars.com, tomorrow's news today. And then I'll be back tomorrow, Lord willing. Who knows? 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. 11 a.m. Central Standard Time with the Alex Jones Show. 8 a.m. is Harrison Smith and American Journal. 3 p.m., The War Room, Owen Schroyer, special reports, and so much more are all posted that they don't want you to see at band.video. And yesterday I did a two-hour-plus transmission on the COVID camps that are being expanded and the new bioattacks they're planning and World War III. That's at band.video. We'll be right back.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we're taking your phone calls tonight about what Kanye West pointed out. And he said that his manager told him he should go to a Holocaust museum, I guess to say he's guilty and he's bad and, you know, he's an American and wasn't involved with Hitler. And I'm not against going to Holocaust Museum. It's important to know what Hitler did and oppose it. But he's like, hey, the real Holocaust happening now is Planned Parenthood of our babies, particularly black folks. And that's being called anti-Semitic. I think what he said on that topic is true. We're taking your calls on this subject. But since some people just joined us and some stations just joined us, I'm going to play the short clip again. Here it is.
But I'm talking about put out my White Lives Matter tee. The White Lives Matter tee don't say nothing. It don't say DEF CON and nothing on it, right? Mm-hmm. I'm like, put it out. And he's telling me, like, yo, I want you to visit the Holocaust Museum. And I was like, yo, I want you to visit Planned Parenthood. That's our Holocaust Museum. Mm-hmm. I'm like, yo, I put my life on this at this point. Because they've been f***ing with me too long. Mm-hmm. They put the crazy narrative out there. My Jewish trainer, Harley Pasternak, who's Lizzo's trainer, put it out when I went to the hospital, put it in the press. Oh. I got a bunch of friends that went to the hospital. It didn't go to the press. They did that just like they did in the documentary on the third episode to say, we love Ye like the rest of y'all. We know he's a genius like the rest of y'all, but sometimes you got to turn the camera off on them. So they'll go and get a dude that's supposed to be my friend that's been taping me for $30 million.
I thought you co-signed that.
I ain't co-signing, but you get used to that. Paparazzi taking a picture of you. You ain't getting no money off it. Right. You just get used to getting screwed by the Jewish media. Mm. And I'm saying, y'all done poked the bear too long. When I wore the White Lives Matter tee, I had 4 SoFi Stadium shows. They canceled my shows. I said it's up.
All right, so we're taking your calls on what Kanye West had to say. We're going to go to Aaron in San Francisco. Aaron, and then Mike and others. Aaron, thanks for calling this evening. Go ahead.
He finally spoke the truth. I'm still happy for Kanye. What a brave man. Unlike you, he's richer than you, he's smarter than you, and he's got bigger balls than you. AlexJonesExposed.com, finally. The truth is coming out. Hey, I want a museum for all those people who sacrificed in World War II so the Jews could be free. Right? What about them? Did they get a...
Well, sir, I hear a lot of hate in your voice. We open the phones up. We didn't screen your call. You're on air. We're playing what Kanye had to say, and you're mad at me. I mean, is that because I'm not a Nazi or because I don't understand. Sir, let me ask you, do you have an SS uniform in your closet? You can't even talk. See, this is the problem. The ADL's horrible and my enemy, and they come after me and are terrible. And so are these white supremacists. I mean, it's bad. So, see, you don't want to be with the white supremacists or the ADL. It's the same group, basically. Hateful, won't listen, doesn't want to come together. Just, he comes on, he could talk, he could barely talk. Kanye's better than me. Kanye West says I help wake him up. I'm not going to tell you what's happened with me and Kanye behind the scenes. You don't know. You don't know he might be on the air in 2 weeks in studio, do you? So it's about Kanye's better than me? What does that even mean? It's not about me. It's about us and having a free, open society. That's the mental illness. That's why I don't go to this issue, because it'll either be people saying any criticism of Hollywood is anti-Semitic or Heil Hitler. I ask him, do you have an SS uniform in your closet? You know he does. He's just as bad as the ADL. Mike in New York, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. I just want to start with saying thanks for waking me up, and I hope you're well.
Thank you, brother.
And it's an honor to talk to you.
Honor to talk to you.
I can only imagine how much they cut up all these interviews he's doing to make it seem one way, like you said earlier, appearing so it's racist and making it all about that. I wonder what he really is like saying in these interviews, full length, uncut. So I think the only remedy for that is for him to come on the show and be uncensored truly and, speak his truth.
Well, he almost came on 3 years ago. He almost came on 2 years ago. And he's talked about his managers and his entourage that literally try to lock him up when he wants to speak his mind. And so, yes, we're very close to getting Kanye West on the show, brother. Anything else? And the debate and the discussion is bigger than Kanye or Alex Jones or anybody. I'm just asking about more and more people throughout Hollywood, throughout the media, throughout music are coming out against the power structure. That's got to really concern the system.
Yeah, I think you're right. And also, too, last thing, Candace Owens, I know you're out there. You're probably going to see this somehow or hear about it. You should come on and promote your new documentary. I think it'd be a great
opportunity. I've been on her Candace's show this year, and she invited me back. Hey, guys, that's a great idea. Let's get Candace Owens on ASAP. We can get those big guests on the show. That's a great idea. All right, let's talk to another caller. Hammer Hardy in Florida. Quite the handle. Go ahead, Hammer.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. I'll just try to get right to it. I mean, although I'm glad Kanye is on the team, I think his wording could be a little better, because trying to make it seem as though it's a Jewish conspiracy is really not fair, because that, you know, it's like, what does the average Jewish person have to do with all the stuff going on in the world? And perfect example, the guy that called in, the SS uniform in the closet guy. You know, how would he feel if people were constantly telling him, you know, all the problems in the world is a white conspiracy, you know, or...
Well, exactly. And I'm saying Kanye's shirt, White Lives Matter, is a good way to bring people together. And it's just not... But I'm telling you, the unsavoriness of the Nazis and the ADL, it's two peas in a pod.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just, I wish people back and realize, you know, like, especially because I'm black, white, and Native American. And on my mother's side, the white side, you know, they come from German Quakers who, since, you know, and the German Quakers, for people that don't know, since before the United States even broke away from England, they were a part of helping to free black slaves. But they're white, and so they get blamed for, you know, slavery in the United States. And, you know, it's just not fair, and it's also not fair to blame.
Exactly. It's not fair to blame all Muslims for what radical Muslims do. It's not fair to blame white people that a white supremacist went in a mainly black grocery store and killed a bunch of people. It's not fair to blame black people because a guy that's like part black ran over folks at a parade. But it is good to condemn them and the hatred of why they did it, and then to realize the left is pushing 10 times the racial division the right wing is. They're disgusting, and I'm sick of them, and so is Kanye. And he's right. There are a bunch of leftist organizations, including Jewish organizations, that are pushing racism, and they need to be called out.
Yeah, and I think you should get Judge Joe Brown on to talk about...
Exactly. I want Candace Owens. I want Judge Joe Brown. I want them all this week. Candace said she'd come on last time I was on her show. I know she works really hard, but is busy, but I want to get her on. Great ideas, Hammer. All right, up next, Rob in Alabama. Rob, thanks for holding. You're on the air.
Hey, I agree with Kanye, everything he's saying. You know, he's been on the inside circle on a lot of things, on the way the media works, and he starts categorizing people as one type of thing. However, we're just under such a multifaceted attack that you can't just blame one group of people to, you know, point out they're behind what's going on, and we're the ones there should.
Well, I think from his experience with Hollywood, it's what he sees, and I respect that. He's saying, leave me alone. So I respect what he's saying. I'm just saying that I disagree with going that far. But he's his own man. I support his free speech, and he shouldn't be penalized or canceled for it.
Yeah, the big thing is they want to try to divide us, that anyone who has any voice. That way we don't all come together as a whole, because that's the number one thing that they're fighting against.
Exactly, Rob. We're all being attacked by the poison shots. We're all being hit by the chemtrails. We're all being hit by the GMO. It needs to stop. God bless you. All right, Xander, Vincent, Aaron, Ray, Miss Shea, your calls are coming in. Bam, bam, bam on the other side. And if folks want to call in that hate free speech, you're welcome as well. Or if you're a black supremacist, white supremacist, you're welcome to call in. I disagree with you, but you're welcome to call in.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Attempts to silence him. We're going to the order your calls are received. Xander in Wisconsin, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Jones, can you hear me okay?
Absolutely. And you're on the air right now.
Okay, regarding the Kanye stuff, in the good book in Revelations, it says specifically synagogue of Satan. Now, I don't think that exactly aligns with the Jewish people, because I think Satanism has, like, grand diversity, where Satan's using a variety of ways to capture people and, you know.
That's right. Satan's got a camp in every group and organization.
Yes, and I think the elephant in the room that no one really wants to talk about is money addiction, and how money addiction plays a role in this, where there's, you know, like, genetic predispositions that we all know about because of environmental and history factors, where, like, Native Americans had trouble with alcohol because they didn't have it in their history as long as Europeans, or Serbians and cigarettes because of Turkish influence in the region. And I think the Jewish people have a predisposition to money addiction. And as you know, with everyone has money problems and deals with money as part of living in a society, that it's very easy to have your morals and values become very flexible and then eventually lead to devilish ways if you become too self-absorbed with money. And granted, there are true believers in the, you know, satanic cult who are not in it for money, maybe more for power or for other means. But I think especially in a COVID, post-COVID-19 world and the money grab related to it, it's pretty apparent that, you know, there's a variety of groups, interest groups in the mix here, and we should focus more on solutions.
Well, that's right. And the globalists cut off resources so we don't have enough so they can dictate control. That's why they do it. Sorry. You were saying we should also focus on
solutions, you know, and like with solutions to hate, you can't use more hate or more killing to stop hate, more hate to stop hate. So you have to use love. You know, and we need to find ways to be more, have more fun, make our way of living more enjoyable, which obviously, if you look through history, Christianity has yielded the most comfortable and mimicked and copied lifestyle and society around the world, just because of it, the morals and values and freedoms most importantly attached to it. And Kanye West talking about this is bringing it to the forefront. And also what's happening with you is bringing it to the forefront, because I think it's related. You know, locally, you look at the comparison between, like, the Waukesha Christmas Parade case and your case. It's like night and day different. It's like if I'm living in the same world, you know, it's a total different dimension.
Total coverage of me, found guilty by a judge, putting on all this false. They say I sent a listener to pee on a grave. They don't have a witness. They don't have video. They don't even have who did it. They just say, a man peed on our grave. Alex sent him. Totally made up, but we've got to, like, bow down and go, oh, $1 billion. Somebody pee on your grave. All made up, in my view. I mean, there's no evidence. It's just insane. Great points. God bless you. I appreciate your call. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Texas Skeptic. Says he disagrees. Go ahead, Texas Skeptic. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, I just want to talk about Kanye and what he's saying. You know, you said there's bad people in all the groups, and I agree with you. And I'm a Mexican myself, but the problem that I'm having trouble reconciling is that 2% of America's population control 98% of the media, 98% of the banks, and they all identify with a certain group. and it's the group Kanye's calling out. How do we reconcile that? I'm not a racist. I'm not a Nazi. I grew up with people coming to my school as a Texas student with a tattoo on their arm telling me what victims they've been, and I believe them. But then you can't question to find out who rules you. Don't you just find out who you can't question?
Well, I mean, that's why we open the phones up for people to have free speech here. And you're bringing up reasonable points here. And the guy that called in earlier, you know, was like, you're covering this up. And I'm here opening the phones up. We're just discussing it. And I think, you know, that's why we're having this discussion. It needs to be had. Anything else, Texas Skeptic?
George Soros, he affiliates himself with that group, and Hungary calls him a terrorist. That's an entire country. I always had a big problem when I would see videos of Hitler, and they wouldn't translate his German speech, and they just said he was a tyrant terrorist. But they would never translate what he was saying, so it was hard for me to reconcile how he could convince millions of people, millions of humans, to hate, because I don't have hate in my heart. I have love. I want to defend my country. But what is the common thread in all these places? If you look at the top 20 trending on YouTube, it was always, over the last 3 years, it was always a cross-dressing male. Well, the CEO of that affiliates with one particular group of people. Why is that? Why is it this group that are all the CEOs have such corruption where they want to put that filth, that spirit on our children, to look at the top trending on Twitter or YouTube, and it's always a cross-dressing male? What does that say?
Well, there's no doubt that Hollywood's satanic and out of control and trying to destroy everybody. And people are really rejecting that. And there's a big resistance to it. And I just say I oppose the evil activity and support people's free speech to be able to discuss whatever they think is most important. God bless you. I appreciate your call. All right. A founding member of the original real Black Panther Party, not the black supremacist new one, is Larry Pinkney. And he was just on with us a few weeks ago. I want to invite him back on to talk about this week for a full hour. And I'm going to hold him over, too, after this break. But Larry Pinkney got in on the line on this Sunday broadcast. We're so glad he did. Author, researcher, just an amazing guy. Larry Pinkney, your take on this.
Well, thank you, first of all, my good brother. Love you. Love the crew. Love Daria. Love InfoWars. Love you all. All right? You're fighting the good fight. You're fighting the necessary fight. Let me say this. The bottom line is divide and conquer. When I say we, I mean collectively, across the board, whether people like or dislike how somebody says something, they need to get some common sense. Listen, understand what the substance is of what is being said. You know, to attack Kanye West and, oh, well, Kanye is, you know, this is absurd. It's ludicrous. It's ridiculous. The bottom line, you know, it's like when Joe Biden, you know, Mr. You ain't black if you don't vote for me. All right. I mean, come on now. Let's be real. The bottom line is that Kanye is speaking from his heart. He might not say the words that he would, you know, that we would say or I would say, but stop. We need to stop being pimped by the political parasites who are pimping the pain of the
people.
Hold
on, Larry, stay there. I'm going to give you the floor for like 5 minutes when we come back. I had other callers. But I totally agree. What he's saying is, and let's just be honest, it's a bunch of old, rich, weird white people mainly using race to control everybody, and Kanye's calling BS.
That's right. That's right.
Absolutely. All right, stay there, Larry Pinkney. And, Larry, give us your website real quick for people who want to check it out before we go to break.
Okay, it's blackactivistwg.org. Blackactivistwg.org. That's
all right, Larry, don't hang up. We're coming back to you in a few minutes. And we'll go to everybody else, too. Got loaded phone lines. Owen Schroyer's coming up at 6 o'clock. I'm sure this discussion will continue with Sunday Live. And that's coming up 6 to 8 p.m. Central. We'll be right back with your calls. Please stay with us.
Everybody says they want people to stand up and fight tyranny. But when you fight tyranny, the New World Order comes after you. Now, I knew that. And for 28 years, I've been on air exposing these people. And together, we've had a great effect. But listen, they're coming after us right now. They're trying to shut us down. But they can't beat the power of we the people, of you and I together. So please visit InfoWarsStore.com and get incredible, game-changing products while at the same time keeping us on air. We have the biggest sale of the year running right now at InfoWarsStore.com. You get an additional 10% off on the deals that are at least 40% off. Many are 50% off on Vitamin Fusion, X3, DNA Force Plus, you name it. So on top of 50% off at checkout with promo code 1776 or 7076, an additional 10% off and no pay for your points. This is by far the biggest sale of the year. Keeps us on air, plus they're great products. Check them out at InfoWarsStore.com with promo code 1776.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media. Today it all changes. This reality has been forced upon us. It is a choice, just like when I said slavery is a choice. Einstein says the definite of insanity is doing the same thing expecting a different result. So we keep on saying, I hate you, you. How are we going to get a different result out of hate? Why don't we just try love? Why don't we just try love? We have the resources for a peaceful world. You know, sometimes you need some crazy motherfuckers to change something. Steve Jobs is crazy. Now we all on Steve Jobs' phones. They say Trump's crazy. They say I'm crazy. But I'm here to show love. It's a bigger plan, and I'm just doing what the universe told me.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
All right, we got loaded phone lines. Owen Schroeder's coming up in 30 minutes. He'll continue with your calls. We're talking to Larry Pinkney here, but Kanye wearing a White Lives Matter shirt is beautiful because we should say all lives matter. They've called that white supremacist. So he gets that he's battling the Democratic Party, the New World Order that is as Nazi as you're going to get. That's how they flip the script. And so I back his free speech. You know, I question particularly going after one group or whatever. But I understand his point about Hollywood and the rest of it and people's anger about managers and things. But I totally back his free speech. That's why we're having a debate. But Larry, before we went to break, you were making the point that it's about how the establishment, the very people that are trying to create racial division, many of the groups involved in that are the most homogeneous organizations, whether it's, you know, Jewish folks in Hollywood or whether it's China that's super homogeneous, a very close genetic group, who then pump racial division in America and are funding that. So we're learning about the divide and conquer. And I think Kanye's really giving us a great service with that. What do you think?
Absolutely. The bottom line is we need to stop going for the ghost, as H.R. Brown used to say. Stop going for the ghost. We get pimped and used, and we go for what the mainstream media says. The mainstream media is neoliberal fascist propaganda. We know that. Stop it. Just stop it. The bottom line is that black, white, brown, red, yellow people, all right, citizens of this republic need to pull together. Stop going for the ghost. And, you know, we can all criticize one another. None of us is perfect. But we know the bottom line. We know what Kanye and others are trying to say. And yes, our lives matter, which means what? It means that white lives also matter. All right? And if anybody disagrees with that, then they are racist. Then they are fascist. All lives matter. All right? And you know, I'm not trying to be on Hollywood. I despise Hollywood. I have fought for many, many years and paid serious prices for it and will continue to do so, God willing. So all of us, black, white, brown, red, yellow, all right, we are together in this. And don't let the so-called mainstream, because they're not mainstream, they're lamestream, they're nothing more than, you know, politicals for the Democrat Party, all right? And I'm not leaving out the rhino Republicans. We need to hold them accountable, too, but all in due time. So let's keep our perspective. Let's keep our perspective. Look at this overall. The media treats us like we're little children. Big tech treats us like we're little children, like we're in romper room, kindergarten. Well, we're not. And we're on the verge of a Holocaust, not a nuclear war, something worse, a nuclear global Holocaust. So we need to say, no, stop this, pull back. Let's get some common sense.
And Larry Payne, let me back you up here. I've got an article right here I was already to cover. So it's an image. This is confirmed in the news. Colorado State University treats people like children. If they get upset by free speech, they have Play-Doh and toys and little foot-tall tables like their kids, and they sit there and they treat them like their babies. It says, if you or someone you know are affected by a free speech event on campus, here are some resources. And it's a bunch of leftist organizations to call because they're affected by the evil of free speech. This is the total demonization of communication because the satanic left is losing.
It's the demonization, my good brother, of that. But it's also the demonization, if you will, my brother, of humanity. It's the demonization of humanity. And we must stop it. Stop it with all their decadent, you know, disgusting aspects. Stop it. We've had enough. Enough is enough.
Larry Payne. Go ahead. Sir, finish up.
Well, no, I'm done. I don't want to take up
all right,
too
brother,
much
we
time.
Love you. We'll talk to you soon. I'm glad you got in. Thank you so much. I'm going to get to everybody now. Well, thank you, sir. All right. Glad he got in. Love you, Larry. Let's go to Joel in Australia. Joel, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yeah, Alex, can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sir. Go ahead.
So I just wanted to ask you, why do you think they are creating racial division in the USA? And how does this benefit the globalists? What's the point of the racial division?
Well, then we don't care about all being spied on, all being censored, all being poisoned, all being injected, all being locked down. And so we think the problem is our neighbor's black or our neighbor's white. It's just as a big diversionary action that the media can act as the arbiter or the referee in the crisis.
And do you know exactly when they started this idea with the racial division, the globalists? Because I've read John P. Haldren's, et cetera's document.
Well, give us an interview, sir.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I think they're doing everything they can to actually create division in all the unnecessary areas. You and I both know there's no such thing as a race. I'm African descended. I don't give a damn. I am just a human. And also, they're going to create division in also gender, which it's unnecessary to create division in gender. They're going to not just create transgenderism, but make men and women fight against one another.
That's it. It's all on record, psychological warfare. I agree. So what's your view on Kanye's comments?
I think what Kanye has done is actually really good. It's actually Kanye West. He's always a controversial musical figure. And I think what he's actually done is actually really good and really controversial and really impactful. He didn't write All Lives Matter. He wrote White Lives Matter. White Lives Matter is more impactful and more interesting and more grabbing. And I think Kanye West did a great job with that. He's very interesting.
Well, yeah, he said that because you're not supposed to say it. When all the lives matter, you got to say the group is being targeted. And again, the globalists are doing it to make us kill each other, not because they care about black people or white people. They want power and control.
Yes, absolutely. And absolutely. And they'll do everything they can to actually make our lives a living hell in any way possible. And what Kanye West did was actually quite exceptional. I did enjoy it. I saw it immediately, and I saw his interview as well. He seems to be very sincere. He's not doing it for dishonesty. Unfortunately for us, more evidence suggests Elon Musk is not really as honest as we once thought. But I think Kanye West is a very honest man with this one.
All right. God bless you. I agree with you. Thank you, Joel. Liam is 10 years old, calling from Pennsylvania. Liam, thank you for calling. Go ahead.
Hey, Liam.
Alex Jones, you're a great inspiration to me. I pray for you. We pray for you every day and for our country. I like that you fight for freedom. My name's Liam. I'm 10 years old. I just want to say that all lives matter, and your lives matter, Alex Jones.
Well, Liam, that's awesome, and I bet you got some great parents. What do you think about the world today?
I think it's getting more cruel by a second, and it's changed a lot.
I agree. What else would you like to impart to people?
I just want to say that Kanye West wants to prove a point that all lives matter.
All right. Well, I got to say, you know, you're not reading off a script because I asked you a really serious question and you gave a perfect answer, a totally true answer that most 50-year-old adults couldn't give. What's wrong with the world today? And well, the world's getting so cruel. And that's really, that is the problem. We need to be less cruel and more loving.
You're right.
God bless you, Alex Jones.
Well, you got a smart 10-year-old son there, brother.
We do. I'm balling right now. You guys touch us all the time, all of you.
Well, you touch us. You're the only reason I can stand against these enemies. I give my word, I won't back down. I will not give up, brother. And I literally everything I do is you. I can't do it without you. And I just love you all, and I appreciate the crew so much. Thank you so much, Liam. All right, we got loaded phone lines. Owen Schroyer's coming up, but I got one more 11-minute segment.
Do you have brain fog or loss of short-term memory? Do you suffer from symptoms of hypothyroidism or adrenal fatigue? Do you have deformative joint disease or candida overgrowth? All of these symptoms are associated with mercury toxicity. Most of the mercury toxicity comes from having had gray or silver-looking dental fillings. It does not matter how old the mercury filling is. It still off-gasses 1,000 times more mercury than the EPA considers safe for human exposure. Just replacing your mercury fillings with non-toxic material is only the first step. Unless you apply an effective detoxification protocol, then your body is still poisoned with mercury for the rest of your life. Green Metal Wave supplies the precursor to making glutathione. Glutathione is the number one mechanism for removing mercury and other toxins from the body. Order Green Metal Wave and get my free report, Mercury Detoxification That Works. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net.
I don't promote things unless they really work. When it comes to politics or culture, economics, we we are always the cutting-edge tip of the spear. And when we talk about the products at InfoWarsStore.com, they all blow you away. If you'll just take them, if you'll just try them, I know you'll be repeat customers. And finally, one of our best-selling products, sold out for months, back in stock, it's X3. It's all three types of the very best atomic iodine out there that supercharges your energy, your stamina, your libido, and number one, your immune system. So X3, despite the fact it's run on iodine, is still on sale at 50% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar, which is a 360 win. If you've not experienced the power of iodine, it takes 2 weeks to kick in on average, you've got to go to InfoWarsStore.com and get X3 50% off. X3 50% off, InfoWarsStore.com.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We got 14 minutes and an hour, and so do I. But we're on hundreds of radio stations. When they tried to cancel us, it didn't work because we were still on those stations. We were in even more now, over 400. But Sunday Night Live is the new model. Only 6 minutes of ads an hour, just your local breaks. So Owen Shore is going to take over. Anybody we don't get to, he will continue with your calls on this subject. If your local station doesn't carry it, InfoWars.com/show. With Sunday Live, just continue rolling right into 8 o'clock. Central tonight, the next 2 hours. But let's go to as many of your calls as we can right now. And let's talk to Aaron in California. Go ahead. You're going to tell us, you're going to explain Kanye's feelings to us. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks, man. I love you. Larry Pink, you mean awesome. Hey, X2 Brain Force, that changed my life. Thank you so much.
But, thank you.
Hey, yeah, thank you, man. Important call, because what I want to do is explain why Kanye thinks black people are the people of the Bible. And I want to say, you know, straight from the front, I don't like really how he's approaching it. Like, I approach it from a place of love. Anyone who thinks they're a Jew, you know, then live your life in accordance to God's law. If you're an Ashkenazi Jew, if you're a black Hebrew, let's be brothers in God. We share that with Christians as well. As a black Hebrew, I still believe in worshiping Christ. But why do we think that? Why does Kanye think that blacks are the people of the Bible? You know, everyone's heard of black Jesus and his bronze skin, that the burnt bronze. But also, do you know, Psalms is written by a black woman. She says it in Psalms. If you Google Egyptian pictures of Hebrew slaves, and you see the actual pictures that are hieroglyphics, those slaves are black. You know, Alex,
well, Sherman, the Bible about 10 times said Jesus had bronze, dark bronze skin. So, bronze skin, yeah.
Says, you know, the Renaissance moved kind of through Western Europe and stopped kind of in Eastern Europe. And if you look at some of the oldest pictures of, like, Black Madonna, which is baby Jesus and Mary, they're all black. And so our faith just says, you know, hey, at the time of Christ and after Christ, we rebelled. And we fell to Rome, moved out of Israel, fled to North Africa, and suffered under Deuteronomy 28, the curse, through the North Atlantic slave trade. And, you know, so that's what he's trying to say, I think, and is not doing it really eloquently. But my thing is, the reason why they want him to stop that is because if we as blacks really know our true identity and we live our purpose and our potential, then they can't corner us into this black culture of being rappers and basketball players and making money off of black culture. And so we would actually live up to our true potential and live our true
purpose. No, I totally agree. I think Kanye is tired of Hollywood claiming they own black people, just like Biden saying, you vote for me or you're not black.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. So, you know, I truly think, you know, he does think we're the people of the Bible. There's some scripture to
sure. Hey, Aaron, I can talk to you for 10 hours. You're an amazing caller. Got to get to the next person. That's the only downside is we got to get to the next person. Let's go ahead and talk to Vincent in Georgia. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Listen, Kanye is fed up with the Jewish powers of Hollywood. That's why he said DEFCON 3. He is doing or saying the same identical thing that Louis Farrakhan and Michael Jackson was talking about. They talked about the powers, the elitist powers of the Jewish people. Not the Jewish people overall, no. Michael Jackson wrote...
But what Farrakhan calls the Jewish mafia.
Yeah, but listen, Alex. Michael Jackson, let's talk about him for one moment. He wrote that song, They Don't Really Care About Us. In that song, part of those lyrics was, sue me, Jew me, you don't like me, cock me. He used a slang term. And they told Michael, look, you cannot put out this album with those lyrics. Michael had to change it. And the reason why he put it out there like that is because he was fed up with the powers that be. You use the word, Alex. The Jewish people are a very homogenized people. They are very homogenized, period. I don't know if people know this or not, but the Jewish people overall, down through his centuries, were kicked out of many European...
The word's homogeneous. I said homogenized, wrong word, but homogeneous. Yeah.
Yes. They were kicked out many European countries. Why? Because the Jewish people, they always rose to the top of the heap of the economic system in whatever country that they went into. And that's one of the reasons, just one of the reasons, why Adolf Hitler went against the Jews, because they basically controlled the economy of Germany at that time. These people were at the very, very top of the heap. So it was easy, Alex, and I'm not saying that Hitler was, he was just completely wrong, period. But I'm just saying that he was going to bring them down because they were at the top and they were controlling everything. That's why.
All right, that's it. We'll do more discussion of this. And Owen's coming up. So I'm going to put you on hold, Vince, in case you got more to say with Owen. We'll put Vince on hold so I'm going to cut him off, but I got to go to the next person. I promise to. In fact, all these callers should probably just hold over because Owen will have 2 hours plus with almost no breaks. I mean, we're talking 50-something minutes an hour of no breaks, so we can do that. Who's up next here? The order these calls came in. Ray in Kentucky. Ray, you're on the air. Go ahead.
All right, let me take you off speaker now.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
All right, so this time I wrote down a couple bullet points. What Kanye said, it kind of moved me because he's tapping into the truth on handling and slavery. I think that's important for people to pay attention to because of dominance and how it's a bad thing. But we must remember that Hollywood has satanically spellbound everybody. They're under something evil, and we got to wake up from it. We're doing that now. You're helping. Now, money is a good thing. We know who the players are now. I would like to put the point out there that the Jewish people are not nearly 2%. According to the conversos, right, they bred everywhere, and that was a big thing. So there's hybrids everywhere. Nothing against them, but the dominance and the control has to stop. So I'm jumping around a little, so follow me. Dr. Tony Martin out of Wellesley College, he's a professor there. He goes into the whole subject of the history of the slave ships and that they were ran by and owned by conversos, these people that were Jewish blood, but hybrids. Also, in the meaning of celebrity, it's glorified slave. Kanye touched on that when he said that he had handlers and people pushing him around, you know.
Right, I'm not cutting you off. I'm going to put you on hold. Alan's going to come back to you. We're getting a little preview of each caller for the next show. Let's go ahead. Just have free speech here, folks. Let's go ahead and take another caller here. Let's go ahead and talk to Jack in California. Jack, go ahead.
Hello, Mr. Jones. I just wanted to mention, you know, starting from the beginning, whenever Kanye came out about his Republican views and how the media just immediately disowned him, then eventually it led to his divorce, probably, I would say. And then, you know, the Kardashians had ties to the Clintons and probably the entire Democratic Party. And then the main point of this is why is the government giving billions of dollars to Israel every year? Do you think that has some connection to the overwhelming, like, Democratic majority in the media and just the reaction to Kanye speaking out about these views?
You know, I'm just having a debate about free speech and open discussion. I think China's the main issue. We'll be covering that tomorrow on the weekday show. We're just having a debate here because they don't want this stuff to be discussed. I'll let everybody have, you know, free reign here to say what you believe. So anything else, Jack?
I just wanted to thank you. I'm a huge fan. Have a good one.
Thank you. All right, here's what I'm going to do. Mr. Eddie, Flex, Mr. Shea, Vincent, Bruce, some of you are already on, some haven't been. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789. Alex, Owen's coming in for 2 hours. He'll be taking your calls and covering news. I think it was important to do this. I'm glad we did, and we will continue to discuss this at length. But like I said, 8 a.m. tomorrow, Harrison Smith, The American Journal. We're fighting hard. We're here opening the phones, having on guests, covering stuff they don't want to be known. This is verboten information. Tune in to Harrison Smith. This is a great job. 8 a.m. tomorrow, Infowars.com/show. Front page of Infowars. You'll see the live show headline. You'll be able to click on that. You'll be able to share it. It's all there. Harrison Smith, 8 to 11 a.m. 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Then I come on until 3 p.m. And then Owen takes over with the War Room weekdays. But Owen Troyer is coming in here in 2 minutes after the break to kick off Sunday Live. I want to thank you all for your support. Please pray for a global awakening. Please pray to stop World War III. And please realize we can't stay on air without your support. I thank you all for your support. Infowarsstore.com or 888-253-3139. Promo code 1776. Gets you an additional 10% off. The sale's about to end. 1776 on top of sales as much as 50% off. 1776. 1776 is the promo code.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.